And I'm Emily Boyer, traveling with Michelle Bachman. The Minnesota Congresswoman wrapped up her bus tour of Iowa's 99 counties yesterday. She's been on the road for most of the last 2 weeks in a final push to generate support before the Iowa caucuses. At a stop yesterday in Des Moines, Bachman said with just days to go, she's optimistic.
We are very well organized. We're seeing a lot of momentum, and Iowans aren't told who to vote for. Iowans are independent, and they're going to make their decisions.
Bachman said the Ames straw poll has been the only real measurement in the race so far. That's the Iowa event she won back in August. Bachman is disregarding opinion polls that have her consistently in single digits. Cindy Miller, a Bachman supporter from Boone County in central Iowa, said she also doesn't give the polls much weight.
I'm dumbfounded over where they're getting their numbers and statistics, because when I talk to people, I don't know who's voting for Romney and who's voting for Gingrich, but I'm not finding the people that have them at the top of the pack.
While Bachman has maintained a small core group of supporters, many Iowans walk away from her campaign visits still undecided. Their biggest concern, electability. Here's how Bachman addressed that issue earlier this week.
I am the best candidate to take on Barack Obama because I will act in the same legacy of a Ronald Reagan. Everyone said Ronald Reagan could never win. They said he was too conservative. We need an uncompromised, principled candidate. I am that candidate, and I'm the best one to defeat Barack Obama.
Bachman's former Iowa campaign chairman, Kent Sorensen, disagrees. On Wednesday, Sorensen threw his support behind Texas Congressman Ron Paul. Despite the defection from her campaign's leadership, Bachman said she's still determined to become the Republican nominee. But a low ranking in the Iowa caucuses could put an end to her national campaign. For NPR News, I'm Emily Boyer in Des Moines.